Welcome to the Stranger Than Fiction podcast. My name is Bridget, and I'll be your host. Join me as we discuss the paranormal, the unsolved, the tragic, and the bizarre. Hey, you guys. So, I decided to go a little bit off script with this podcast, mostly because I didn't get my act together the way I'd promised I would, and I did not write the rest of my podcast. Between work, a Christmas party that I had to attend, and a family emergency that I still don't know a whole lot about, it's been kind of crazy. But I do know of a short story that I can tell you guys, just to give you a little bit of something while you're waiting. And it's a local story. I don't have any sources off the top of my head. I haven't really done any research. This is just a spur of the moment. Like, I am currently running a process at work to change the system over to the new day, and I'm making the new lists and everything. So if I pause for a second, just know that, like, I can't read and talk at the same time, because apparently God only gave me one brain cell and not two. But it's a bit of a more local story, and it's a story about Zealandia Castle and Helen's Bridge. By extension, I'll be talking about Seeley's Castle as well, and that's on the other side of the mountain. So Zealandia Castle was built, I think it was a couple hundred years ago, and I mean, it's a really pretty place. Now, leading just down below the castle is a little stone bridge, and I imagine that back in the day, this bridge was used to, you know, cross with horse-drawn carriages. It's still standing, and it's pretty cool to look at. However, it does have a bit of a dark past behind it, because there's a rumor that a woman named Helen haunts the bridge. Now, it's not quite clear just what Helen is doing up there. Some folks say that her daughter died in the castle in a fire in the only non-fire resistant room in the entire castle. You know, imagine that luck, right? And grief-stricken, she hung herself off the bridge. Another theory was that she was the mistress of one of the higher-ups that was living in the castle, and she was denied. She became pregnant, and he denied her. So, again, grief-stricken, she threw herself off the bridge. She actually hung herself. She didn't just fling herself. She actually, it's told, she had hung herself. And a lot of folks do report seeing her, especially at Zealandia Castle. It's been many, many years since I was a ghost hunter. I didn't go all over the place. I just went around in the local areas, and they were kind enough to let me in one day and, you know, give me a tour of the building and talk to me. Now, you can't just, you know, go up there and do this now. In fact, I was surprised they let me do it before. They've transformed the upper half of that castle into office space. So it's currently a functioning business. It's not like some abandoned castle. But the bottom half of the castle is still, you know, the original state that it was in before, and it is beautiful. It really is. There's a grand staircase, and the person who I was speaking with said that they've seen Helen go down that staircase, which I found odd, because I, you know, when she said this, I said, well, isn't she haunting the bridge? And she doesn't believe that Helen is on the bridge. I'm not so sure how I personally feel about that, but I digress. I think she's probably, you know, going back and forth. What I found strange was that the woman mentioned that they could hear children in there a lot. Through my research, I was not able to find any rumors or records of any children living in the castle, except for the rumor of Helen's own daughter. The reason that this causes concern to me personally is because across on the other mountain, see, there's Town Mountain Road, and then there's, Lord, I can't even tell you the street that leads up to Helen's Bridge, but it cuts across, like, there's Tunnel Road and it cuts up in between it. So one way goes towards Seeley's castle and the other goes towards Zealandia. And Seeley's, it is heavily guarded, but to my knowledge, nobody's living in it or using the space. But it is heavily guarded with cameras, a big fence, dogs, 24-hour security guard. And there's a big reason for that. As far as I could find, there are heavy rumors that people used to break in and, you know, do some Satan worshiping in Seeley's castle. And from my years of gathering knowledge, that very well could have opened up some sort of gateway or portal, welcoming things onto that mountain that should not be. There's been reports over at Helen's Bridge of shadow creatures, things that would scratch you or bruise you or, you know, even push you down. And I know for a fact that isn't Helen, because I've never gotten a bad feeling when I was up on the bridge during the day. And, you know, ghosts can come out at all times of the day. It's not just at night. I've never been frightened by the concept of Helen. And even at night, sometimes I was able to go up on that mountain. But there were times where I would go up there and I would get this feeling that, like, we needed to get out of there immediately. I firmly believe that in Seeley's, the Satan worshiping that was going on in there may have opened up a portal. Now, of course, we will never be able to get inside Seeley's. We won't be able to see for ourselves what was going on in that castle. I highly doubt if anybody were to even ask, like, as nice as possible, that they would let you in. And there's no possible way to break in. I'm not condoning breaking and entering. That's, you know, and it's probably a suicide mission anyways, because, like I said, it is very heavily guarded. But as it is well known within the paranormal community, demons love taking the form of small children. They love making you let your guard down and making you believe that everything is all hunky-dory until it's too late. I pose this question to you as I leave you to, you know, finish my job, finish my work. What if the children that the people are hearing in Zealandia Castle aren't children at all? What if those shadow creatures that people see on the mountain don't always stay outside on the mountain? Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week.